Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino, Tuesday, October 17, 2023. This is my pre-market report, and I'm going to show you something pretty mind-blowing in just about a minute or two. Let's start off with this. Turn on Bloomberg, CNBC, Fox Business. It's all the same script. They all get the same freaking line to feed all of you, and that's this this inflation issue. Oh, this new war, the war, it may reignite. Listen to the word, reignite inflation. In other words, they're trying to convince you that inflation has gotten better in some way. Now, let's keep in mind something else. Every single FOMC meeting, you know, the Federal Reserve, there when they have their policy announcements and they float out the ultimate freak of freaks, and I'm talking about Yellowstone Powell himself, he tells us all how inflation is moderating. That's the word he uses all the time, moderating. You know, it's confusing, but I'm going to show you something, all right? I always tell you that the truth is hidden in plain sight. It's right in your face, okay? And this is also the truth here with regarding inflation. Now, there's a chart. I'm going to show this to you up close in a second. Right off of the Federal Reserve's own website. This chart, I mean, look this up for yourself here. The Consumer Price Index. This includes the price of everything. So it's not just food or energy. This is prices in aggregate. What do you notice about this chart here? Is it hard to see? I think so. There we go. Now let's focus for a moment. Right there. This is where we are today. It's spiking. Do you see that? We are not moderating. No, we're not moderating. It's a lie. It's all a big lie. Inflation continues to spike. It's getting worse and worse. As you can see, there's no sign at all. Zero, that inflation is moderating or coming down. I mean, by the numbers they are telling us, they're all fake and they're all fabrications, but they're also telling us that inflation continues to rise. So again, you see, you know why you're not allowed to see this chart? You have to understand something else. One of the Federal Reserve's mandates, something they must do to maintain their charter, okay, is maintain price stability. Does this look like anything that resembles price stability to you? Continues to rise and rise and rise and rise and rise. As far as you want to go back, it doesn't stop. The purchasing power of the currency, the dollar, is evaporating. It's just disappearing right before your eyes. Now, it's just, you know, this just bothers me beyond measure. Beyond measure. You see that? That's where we are right now. Do you see any sign that inflation is moderating, that inflation is coming down, that by something, or we're going to reignite it? Again, this is the lie. What have I told you for the longest time? I used to say, okay, and you know this, those of you that have been with me for any length of time, that the biggest export product of the United States is inflation, and that's the truth. We export our inflation, or extort it from the rest of the world here. But now the number one product is propaganda. It is propaganda, all right? And who's being propagandized? Number one, the American people themselves. Again, this stuff, these charts that I show you, most of them are right off of the Federal Reserve's own website. They don't believe that you're smart enough to go to their own website and look this stuff up for yourself. This is why they can get away with what they do. People like Powell or Yellen or any of them, they just don't think you possess the brain power enough to test if what they're saying is true. And I wish more people would do that. I don't know. Again, there's no accountability. Even if, let's say for example, do you think that CNBC, Bloomberg, Fox Business, the same people right now that are telling you that inflation it may reignite because it's so much better right now, you think they'll show you this chart? Do you think they'll be allowed to show you this chart? Huh? I don't think so. Again, consumer prices in aggregate, all of them. And again, food and energy are outpacing everything. So there's no moderation. It's all a lie. Imagine my shock. What bothers me the most here, really, honestly, is there's no accountability. I know I keep saying the same thing over and over again, but it's kind of astonishing. Here's my take on what's happening. If we were to look at the amount of propaganda, misinformation, and everything else that's going on right now, the deceptions. I mean, this is no surprise to anyone that follows this blog. I urge you to look at the videos I did at the end of last year. I said we were going to see more propaganda, more deceptions, more propaganda. It's just going to get worse. And I think we've hit a tipping point here. Look, things are deteriorating extremely rapidly around the world. The world economy, it's done. And it seems like we've hit this moment of maximum saturation. In other words, the world today is so awash in debt, it can't take on anymore. But the paradox is, no matter how much they flood into it and push into it via any mechanism, whether it's the war or whatever it might be, or this thing or this, whatever it might be, ain't enough. It can never be enough to fill the black hole. And the side effect of this, and the first stage that proves to us all that we are in a maximum saturation moment, is widespread global inflation. I've told you this before. And then all the lies to tell you that it's not happening, that it's moderating, that it may reignite. And they're looking, as we discussed yesterday, look what they're doing. They're setting it up exactly as you and I thought they would. We said they would do it. They're going to look for a scapegoat because, again, our politicians must remain blameless. The Federal Reserve must remain squeaky clean. You understand? Because they're the ones that are creating the problem. You have to understand. And they're the ones that are going to offer a solution. So these things that dwell within the halls of the Federal Reserve, obviously, it's these things, which are not human. I've already told you this a million times. They possess not one bit of a human quality. They are, frankly, twisted along with the rest of the entire system as well. And they are thirsty for power, for control, for world domination. This is an extermination, people. This is an extermination of the middle class, not just in, I'm talking about in the literal sense here, okay? And they want a vast, vast, vast majority of the population dead. That's the truth. They're easier to control. War is one way to do it, and this is not going to stop. This war is already, this new war, okay? Forget about the one that you don't hear about anymore, the Russia-Ukraine. Oh, that, you don't hear about that anymore. Now it's everything's all, look over here, everyone. It's this one here. It's opening up on all fronts, okay? The U.S. is sending over all kinds of equipment over there. Another carrier battle group is going over there. And you're funding all of it. Again, you have no choice. You think you do? What do you think? You think you're really free, honestly? What are you free to do? Why don't you tell me that, okay? You're not free to do a damn thing. You're free to obey orders. You understand? That's what you're free to do. You must obey orders. And you will. Most people will. Not you, if you follow this blog. You see, because I've been telling you for the longest time that we are the resistance. Anyway, with that, there's so much going on. Let's just look over at the market. We have a big problem here, and I think we are all well aware of this. This is risk. Risk in this market is the Achilles heel to this entire thing. And the higher the risk goes in the market, the more people are going to die. The more people, the MMRI this morning has jumped another 5 points overnight. All right. The market's not going to be too happy about that. As a matter of fact, stock futures are slightly lower this morning. If risk gets out of control, and they're maintaining this very well. They are managing risk in this market. Again, we're in an extreme level, according to my indicator, my favorite risk indicator. In fact, the only one that I think works, the MMRI, Mannarino Market Risk Indicator. Again, free to everyone, all you new people here. Link in the description of this video. Risk management right now is being counted in as many, but by how many thousands of lives that they can destroy. That's the truth. The more people they can kill, the more they're going to be able to manage risk in the market. Again, we've seen how, we called this out before the war started. I explained how this would play out to all of you. I said, when this began, we would see the 10-year yield drop, cash make its way into the stock market. Look what's going on here, okay? As I have covered, I don't know how many times as of late, this system is illiquid and it's drying up very, very rapidly. In other words, cash is disappearing. And they must find a way to pump more of it, to pull more of it into the now, okay? This mechanism is going to have the same effect on the stock market as Federal Reserve or Central Bank quantitative easing. Same effect. That's what they're trying to do. But now they're able to do it by slaughtering people, by destroying lives. And that's what this is all about. This tells me that we are at a tipping point. We are at a tipping point here. More people are going to die, the more risk that goes into this market here. And the debt market is the key to this entire thing. Why do you think, any one of you here, do you believe, at least, that central banks have chosen, all right, they have chosen to take the debt market and rig it to the highest possible order? They're buying it all. Again, tell Greg Mannarino one more time. I need to hear it again. How is it that a central bank keeps rates at X? Does it just happen out of the power to say it? In other words, are they godlike entities who can say, we are going to keep rates low, we are going to keep rates at X? No, they must get into the market and make it happen. They have to create cash out of it. In other words, to keep rates suppressed, or what central banks are doing collectively now, none more so than the Federal Reserve, they have to create the cash out of nothing and buy the debt. It has to be bought to keep rates low. You understand? They can't just say it by decree and it just happens. Do you understand? Let me ask you, do you think they would allow a guy like me to explain this to the people on CNBC, Bloomberg, or Fox Business? No, no. And they also won't show you this. They won't show you this chart here because they're trying to sell you that inflation is getting better. Inflate this, again, price it in. Does it look anywhere in this chart here? Going back, oh my goodness, like the 1950, does it look like inflation is getting better to you? Or the prices are getting better? Or does it look like today, prices are spiking? Yeah, that's what it's doing. So they're not moderating, as we've been lied to 1,000 times. And this war isn't going to reignite it because we're already there. But again, they're looking for a scapegoat. And there's no accountability here, people, none. I don't know what to say anymore about this. Anyway, as I was saying, stock futures are lower. Risk is higher this morning. Expect more people to die. That's number one. Cryptocurrencies are flat this morning. Gold, silver, and crude oil are catching a bid this morning. The dollar, though, is lower. There's no knee-jerk here into the dollar. So no real fear trade, even though stock futures are lower. They're just lower by a little bit. But again, watch risk. Watch the MMRI. Again, why do you think I offer this for free to everyone? Because I want you to follow it. Not because I think it's lovely and pretty, okay? There's a link below here. By watching risk in this market, especially in this environment, by watching where the MMRI is tracking, you're going to be able to know how many more people are going to die, how much further this war is going to expand. They must do it. We covered this before. We explained how it works. We covered it all. And it's all right in our freaking face, people. Just like how the truth is always hidden in plain sight. Right on the Federal Reserve's own website. All right, people, look, I'm going to end this video now. I may have a problem later. I may not be able to do a video. Remember yesterday I said the same thing, but I got a video out. I'm going to try my hardest to get a video out. Again, I'm in the process of getting out of this Airbnb. I'm also trying to help my plant, which is not there anymore. I got my guitar here, one of my guitars, where the plant used to be. I'm trying to save this poor thing. Thanks to all of you, I got a lot of advice. Look, there's a lot of people that care about life, even plants here, and I think that's a great thing. Anyway, here, that's pretty much where we're at. If you got anything out of this video, people, please share it. please comment. I want to hear what you have to say. And those thumbs up, again, right down here somewhere, there's a little thumbs up. Please click that. That'll get the video shown. YouTube says, hey, people like this. Let's show the video. Yeah. Anyway, I can't believe I'm still out here, especially as of late, because I've been blasting this thing apart. I've been explaining to you all how this works. I've been showing you things. I mean, you can't deny this. It's right on the Federal Reserve's own website as well. The truth is always hidden in plain sight, people. Just open your eyes a little bit. And we're waking up people. We're making a positive difference in the world. We're rattling some cages here. Believe me, this video blog is getting bigger every single day. We're not getting smaller. That says something, doesn't it? And this is our thing. And I'm very proud to say that. Love you a lot. Hopefully I will see you later. If not, I will see you in the morning. All right, people, that's it. And we got this.